Buddha laughs at China. All you did is make the truth clearer and prove the principles of transcendence and push people down so far to show by their example where true riches lie. The harmonia that from every dirt grows a flower. Never before has pleasure been so sensual or the world so dark to make the light of truth so radiant. You can't undo thousands of years, you just relive it by example. Where do your frameworks come from? How do you view life's mission or what it means to be alive? Without death, how could there be conflict to edge us into what is living anyway? The world is factually very unequal, the poor are overly transcendent. While you fix on bank accounts, the poor are creating tulpas as seeming fantasy takes on life. You fix on money as your own inner kingdom lies in neglect. Even if you get money, it will mean nothing without purpose. The world is heavily invested in making the future obscenely mystical to deny so much it does not go anywhere, it just makes it more clear. Despite thousands of years old, the Arthashastra is still very relevant now, especially in regards to let the inept rule as cultural undoing. Late-stage capitalism is farce, it reminds you of Rome. As people lost heart, what grew from its ashes? Tools like computer AI and conflict to push it through the breach. Behold the philosopher kings and its metaphoric stone of legends. Do the wise even care? The darkness, the conflicts just puts more into focus. They say the world may die, yet in fear of its vision, perhaps for once the world may live. It is not as simple to build a foundation in materialism. You as well have to build a foundation within your soul. In crime, you didn't invest in your future. Otherwise, in uplifting others, you would.